and welcome to The Neighbor Next Door, a podcast about the power and importance of neighboring. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, and want to welcome you to the front porch for what I'm pretty excited about. This is something that we've never done before. We're doing a series, a four-part series that we're calling the Eight Front Door Initiative Series, and it's based on this initiative that we did in the neighborhood this summer. And I would do a terrible job explaining it. So luckily, I'm joined on the front porch by Catherine Johnson.
Hello.
Who oversaw this effort. So let's just jump right in and let you introduce the Eight Front Door Initiative.
Okay. Yeah. So we hired five high school youth last spring to work with us. And a couple of them already lived in our neighborhood, and a couple were connected in other ways, like maybe they already worked in the neighborhood. And so they partnered with us, and the idea was that we would invite all 400 households in our neighborhood to get to know their eight closest neighbors or make stronger connections with the neighbors whom they already knew. And so the idea was that every week we would knock on those doors and deliver a card to each household. And the card would have one of our like 52 weeks of neighboring type tips on the front, something simple. And then on the back, some sort of like statistic about why neighboring matters or something about social isolation and why we should know each other and be connected. So that was the idea.
Yes. So what comes to my mind after hearing Catherine explain the Eight Front Door Initiative is kind of the why. So in 2019, we have been introduced to this idea of a block map where you write down the names of the folks that live in the eight houses closest to you. We talk about it now all the time. And it just like had a good ring to it. And, you know, we have been very intentional in hosting block parties on our block. But we hadn't ever thought about doing something like this across our neighborhood, like inviting people to join us in this work. And we saw the Eight Front Door Initiative as one way that we could do that. And honestly, for me, it wasn't, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I did hope, and I think it was true, that we could be learning together with our neighbors. Like, how do we stay connected? What good is happening in our neighborhood? And how do we move forward? And so I was not wrong. We learned so much. It's crazy, and that's what you're going to hear some of in these coming episodes. One thing I think is worth having Catherine share a little bit, like, so then, like, even just, like, on a safety level, or, like, you know, like, how did you deal with knocking on, you know, all these doors every week?
I always have sort of qualifiers, like the 400 doors that we could get to, because if there was a really giant dog, or if there was a locked gate, or, you know, if you had to go inside some sort of apartment complex where you'd be out of view from the street, then we didn't knock on those ones. So we tried to keep safety and comfort level in mind when we were doing that. And like also thinking back to like all of us having to do that and find the words to talk to neighbors and like, you know, practice a spiel. Like, what do you say when someone answers the door? What do you say when they ask a wild question that you didn't anticipate? So,
yes. Yes. Yeah, so much training and prep. So thank you for giving us that overview. And so again, this is a really big thing, and we knew it was a big deal. So we, throughout the summer, I would grab a recorder and sit down with some of the youth and some of their partners and, you know, ask questions and that sort of thing, and just kind of like get a read on how things were going. I always, you know, kind of imagine myself as an NPR journalist doing these things. But as it turns out, I'm not. So like I missed a whole bunch of really important stuff. But we still have a lot of really great material that we're going to be sharing with you in these episodes. So what we're going to do to get started is just play some clips of the youth introducing themselves. And these are really short, but it'll just give you a chance to hear their voices and their names. And then this is our cast of characters. So over the next four episodes, you're going to get to know these folks better. And by the way, I loved working with these students. And so I think you're going to really love them as well. So let's hear their voices.
I'm Juan.
I am Cervantes.
I am Kelly.
My name is Noah.
I am Rizzy Ray. Ray Ray. Oh, yeah.
So now you've met our team. And just so you know, the way that we got started in the summer, we kicked things off with a couple of days of training where we introduced this whole program to the students, and we began to explain to them why we were doing this work and what their role was going to be. And as Catherine mentioned, we had to figure out and have them practice how do you introduce this when you're on someone's front porch for the first time, you're introducing yourself and, you know, being concise and not being overwhelmed by nervousness and all those things that you might imagine. So we did a lot of practicing with that, which was a lot of fun, actually, because we would actually have people behind doors, and they would door knock, and they would role play and introduce themselves, which was great. And the students did really a great job with it. So to illustrate, though, just and also to give you a chance to hear again of what it was that they were doing, we asked one of our youth, Juan, to give us their door-knocking spiel. So here's what they said.
You guys knock on my door. I live here in the neighborhood. You knock on my door, open the door. What do you tell me, Juan?
Well, we are the Neighboring Movement. We're located near Lincoln and Broadway, and we're here to talk to you about strengthening our community. Mm-hmm. And we'd like for you to participate in the Apron Door Project. And we'll give you a magnet with eight slightly different colored boxes with houses. Mm-hmm. And what you can do with in each box is write in contact information and the name of one of the neighbors. What's cool about this is that there's not much of a need to stress about it because all your other neighbors are attempting to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So there's not much of a like, I don't know, I don't want to be like a creep to my neighbor. When yes. The end goal is to like, you know, just more togetherness.
Yeah. Mm. That's awesome.
That's a great way of putting
Nobody's
that.
Gonna say no to that.
No.
I just yeah, that's excellent. Yeah, yeah.
So now that you know a little bit more about what they were doing, I want to hear from the team. And I was fascinated to spend some time before they even went out asking them how they were feeling. So each youth was assigned with a staff person, and we asked each of them, we called them a listening team, and we asked each of them in pairs to describe how they were feeling before they walked out and did that very first round of door knocking. And here are a couple of their responses.
I'm Christopher.
And I'm Juan.
Great. All right, so you guys are a listening team, a pair, and you have not gone out yet.
Mm-hmm. No.
So my first question is, how are you feeling about the job ahead of door knocking? Either one.
I'm feeling good. I'm excited to see what our kind of reactions will be. I mean, I won't lie, I'm a little nervous of like the, you know, figuring out the best flow of what to say and how to build off of kind of their feedback and response. But I know statistically we've had much like better responses than our minds always think to this kind of stuff. So I'm really excited to see kind of people's reactions and get to talk to more people. And yeah, it's fun to get to do Nordhocking again. We haven't been able to do that for a long time. So
Yeah. Cool. How about for you, Warren?
I'm a little nervous. I mean, this is my first time knocking on other people's doors.
Mm-hmm. Ever. Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm kind of like a little nervous to see what can happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm Dylan.
And I am Cervantes.
Cool. All right, so you guys, one of our listening pairs of the listening teams that are going out, and at the point that we're recording, you've not done any door knocking yet. Today is will be your first day going out.
Yes, sir.
So here's what I want to hear. How are you feeling about the task ahead?
Well, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I got a little bit of good, tonight, you know. I'm a little excited.
Yeah.
So hopefully today go good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm pretty anxious. I'm feeling very worried. A lot of fear about how people are going to react to me. Mm-hmm. And it's... my brain is just filled with apocalyptic imagery. Like, they're going to slam the door in my face. They're going to, like, pull guns on me, things like that. Yeah. And the only thing that's really comforting me is looking at how often I'm wrong.
Yes. Yeah. 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 So what do you do to deal with being anxious about this? Like, how do you cope with that?
Usually I try to really feel it in my body and then mm-hmm. try to figure out where that feeling is centered. Mm-hmm. And then just take some time and kind of breathe into it. Mm-hmm. And don't try to get rid of it, but just kind of let it be there. Mm-hmm. And accept that I'm probably going to be super shaky. I'm going to stutter. I'm going to forget everything I want to say.
Yes. Yeah.
It'll be great.
And it'll be all right. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I perceive, that it'll be all right. Yeah. And, I mean, for you, Cervantes, you said, like, you're excited. What's exciting about this to you?
Like, just meeting new people.
Hmm.
Yeah. Just doing some good in the community.
So there you go. You can hear the full range of feelings coming up, even some post-apocalyptic feelings, which I don't use that phrase very often, but I could certainly relate. And so they were ready. They were trained. They were prepared. They had all those mixed feelings, and then we sent them out the door, and they began the initiative. So as they started to go out, I mean, honestly, none of us knew how it was going to go. I mean, I think I was asking the students how they felt, because I also, you know, I felt nervous and just super curious, like, how is this going to go? What's going to be the response? And so I'm really excited then for you to get to hear what they told us when they came back. And that's what we're going to move to next after they did their first round of door knocking adventures. I tried to catch a few of them and ask them how things went and hear their initial reactions and incidentally some great stories.
I am Adam.
Yeah, you don't have to yell.
Okay.
Alright.
I am Rizzy Ray. Ray. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, you guys, coming back from day one, our very first listening team has gone out. What was it like?
Beautiful. It was more of like, it was more interesting than I thought it was going to be. It was a few houses that didn't answer, but like, it was a lot of few people who were cool, and they like talked about some things that they think, and like talked about how like they don't really talk to their neighbors, but they'll get to like they'll do it, and like they'll try.
Really?
Yeah, and then. Yeah, it was a few of them that was talking about stuff that was outside of the neighbor movement. That, like, just started a conversation.
Like, go on, give us some examples.
Oh, like talking about like he just burned up his son and how he just is going to go to college on the July like 17th, and then he said that he's going to the army or something like that.
Yeah, right.
And then he said that the reason he even moved down here is because one of his sons. Got married down here and they had kids, so now he's a grandpa and now he has to be around his grandkids. So he came from California in Kansas City. Yeah, and we met this guy named Felipe. He was really cool.
And the guy who's the grandpa, what did you tell me after we left, we were walking away? About how, because he was like clearly the most talkative person that we met.
Oh yeah, right? He was interesting. Like
And he just seemed like he needed people to talk to.
He said he was a loner, so like he didn't really talk to no one. He said he'll say hi or wave his hand when he sees people outside, but besides that, he don't go outside or talk to anyone. He's to himself. So maybe. We need more talkative people like that in the neighborhood to talk.
Well, and the crazy thing is, so we're walking away, and Ray's like, I just think he needed somebody to talk to. I think you're right. And that guy was the same guy who was like, yeah, if you need help, like, let me know. Like, just come by. I'll help you guys out.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, yeah, even though he's like, he self-described as a loner, he also was like, I'm here. I'm ready to help. Let me know what you want.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Wow. So what did you think it was going to be like getting started?
I actually thought it was going to be like walking 100 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be worse. I thought I was going to be walking the whole, like, 3 hours in a row. But, and then I thought it was going to be like people were going to be rude or... Mm. Like, be like, no, thank you, or... We didn't get into that.
Cool.
Very receptive. I don't know if the whole summer will be like that, but if it is...
Then I like it.
My name is Noah.
Great.
I'm Kara.
All right. So, so how did it go?
Good.
Yeah? So your goal was... to meet 10 folks. How many did you end up meeting, actually?
13.
Yeah, we met some really amazing neighbors. Seemed interested, took the information.
Yes. What was the most interesting thing that you learned while you were out? To you?
To me, the most interesting thing I learned while we were out was about the Frankie House, which is a historic house on Wichita Street. It was pretty incredible hearing about. It's built in the 1800s. A woman built it.
It's
which
built
is
in 1848.
Which I've is incredible.
Date at the top of the house.
Okay.
And it seems to have been really well maintained, and it has a lot of history with it. It was really neat.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool. How about for you, Noah? Any like thing that like stands out to you? Like this was something that
blue house that was next to Patrick's.
Oh yeah, what about it?
I like the color.
Is it the one that's right on Lincoln? I'm with you. I like the color. It's very bright.
You like the color of your shirt?
It is. Yeah, I really. I don't usually wear a shirt that's bright, so. I'm wearing a blue shirt, by the way, for those of you listening. So was the door knocking easier than you expected? Was it harder than you expected?
It was easy.
Easy?
Yeah, it was easier. I thought people were very receptive to it and friendly. I mean, we didn't have anyone who was really upset that we were there asking us to leave. I mean, we had one lady who didn't want to answer the door and wasn't very interested in us coming back. But of all the houses, that was the only one.
Yeah. So. Okay. That's really, really positive.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Noah, how do you feel about doing this work for the rest of the summer?
It's fine.
It's fine? All right, so you're not going to...
What are your favorite things about it?
Next year when I go to school, I'm going to walk past Patrick's house and say hi.
Very cool.
Yes. I love that.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah. So you've got folks in the neighborhood now.
And Susan's is right on the way to school, too.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Wow. Huh. How does that feel that, like, now you'll actually know people on these blocks that are nice people, that are...
joyful.
Hey, I'm Kelly, the new employee here.
That's right. So this is literally day number one. You got hired last night.
Yeah.
Started today.
And I've been working since 9, so
it's been a long day.
Here.
Yeah, yeah.
Long day, but in the best way possible, you know?
Yeah. So what would you say were some of the highlights from the day for you?
Getting a guy back into his house is definitely a highlight. Getting to see the area we walk and just getting to chill here. This place has a lot of neat and eccentric textures.
That is true. This office space is pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, I like it. So let's tell the whole story, which I got to hear just a little bit. But yeah, for people listening, okay. I think this might be a great story for
great.
Them to hear. So,
you want me to talk you through how I... Okay, technically, let's make it clear for the listeners. I locked a guy out of his house, but then, hey, it's not that bad. I got him back in with the clipboard.
Right.
So me and Catherine were, we were starting our block, and the first house didn't answer, so we're like, okay, this is going to be chill, and we didn't think that this guy would answer, but he did. His name is... Sterling. Sterling.
Yes. Yeah.
He just got done switching schedules at work. That's what he told us. And we knocked on his door, and he like seemed like he just woke up. So he was like, "Hey guys, what's up?" You know, yeah. Had a conversation with us. And then when it came to we talked to him for a little bit, he seemed really interested in the whole neighboring movement thing program.
Cool.
And when it came to the point where we were like, hey, we're gonna head out, you know, he'll do his own thing, we'll do ours, we were down the street and he was like, hey, do you guys have a phone by any chance? And I locked myself out. And we started with, okay, so since he didn't have his phone, he didn't have his keys, he didn't have his wallet, he had no proof that he lived there. So even if he would have called the cops, then they still would have been like, hey, you have proof of identification.
Right.
He would have been like, it's inside. And they right. wouldn't have been able to do anything about that. But so what happened after that was we first started by Googling his landlord's name.
Okay.
Because he didn't have his number or it memorized. And, when we couldn't find anything on the web, we tried calling here, you know, to see if we could, you know, search deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm.
Then we checked Facebook. Nothing. Then we checked next door, and there were, like, the kids, there were just a couple kids there, and, like, their parents weren't home. So they're just, like, and,
no.
So then he went over to the street, to another neighbor, and he tried talking to them, and they were like, I'm sorry, I don't have his number. And I went over there, I was like, hey, do you have a bobby pin by any chance? And they were like, yeah. And so I tried to, you know, pick the lock with a bobby pin, because I don't know, maybe that would work.
Yeah.
He didn't. It did not work. But then they were like, hey, what about a credit card? And nobody had a credit card around. And so we had magnets, but they were too flimsy. And then I was like, wait. This was like when we were borderline about to call like somebody, like a locksmith. Mm-hmm. And so we called the locksmith and we were like, hey, how much would it cost to get this fixed? They were like, it'll cost around $20 to $30. And I'm like, okay. And so Sterling was like, hey, let's give Kelly one more shot. And I was like, clipboard. I don't know if it'll work, but we can give it a shot. And so I did my maneuver thing and popped open and everybody was just like.
Yes.
And so that was just like a big highlight. And they were like, and Sterling was like, come back again. Like, he seemed like he genuinely enjoyed us being there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's cool. I feel appreciated.
Yeah.
Because he actually took the time to learn my name. So it's like, respect for him for that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. What an eventful first day.
Yeah, it's only my first day. Oh, geez. So many more experiences, right?
Right? I mean, it's all summer, so who knows what's
about
to happen.
If anybody gets locked out of their house, be like, hey, Kelly, we need some assistance.
Yes. Yep. We should add that to the gifts garden that we have, right? We list everybody's talents.
Kelly, lockpicking. They're like, why does Kelly know how to lockpick? Everybody has their own talents.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need to, you know, everybody has their own thing as long as they don't use it illegally, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, keep it legal.
Use it for good. Cool.
So I have to say how just pleased, like I was over the moon when the students came back and began to share with us these stories. And it made sense. I realized that there are lots of wonderful people in our neighborhood. And this is a great group of students and people were responding so well. It was tremendously encouraging. And, you know, it really left me thinking, you know, like, gosh, where is this going to lead to? And so, you know, in the next episode, we're going to give you a chance to hear a few more of these stories and their experiences. And let me just frame it by saying, you know, you ask yourself, like, gosh, we're off to such a great start. What could go wrong? Yeah, just sit with that for a second, because, you know, that's a terrible question to ask, right? So, but that brings us to the end of this first episode. Thank you so much for joining us on the front porch and being a part of this work, and stay tuned for the next segment, which will be coming out. And I want to give a special thanks to Christopher Swanson, who is back on the computer doing the editing for these episodes, which has been a Herculean effort to get all of this pulled together, but he's done a great job. So thank you, Christopher, and thank you again for listening. And until next time, happy neighboring. Thank you.